11. 80-20 training plans. Marathon. The marathon distance is, in my opinion, a bit longer than humans were meant to race on foot. This is proven by the fact that about 75% of the participants in any given marathon, including elite runners, hit the wall in the last several miles and slow down precipitously. The corresponding number in half marathons is only 8%. To avoid hitting the wall in your next marathon, you need to build a very high level of endurance and cultivate the ability to run hard in a state of fatigue without slowing down. The training plans in this chapter were designed to minimize your chances of losing momentum after mile 20. Refer to your PDF companion to view these plans. All three plans are 18 weeks long and begin with a 9-week base phase that is followed by a 7-week peak phase and finally a 2-week taper phase. Every third week is a recovery week. These weeks are indicated by shading. The far right column indicates the percentage of total training time in each week that is to be done at low intensity, L, and at moderate and high intensities combined, M/H. Note that the intensity breakdown for the race week at the end of each plan does not include the race itself. Level 1. This plan is appropriate for newer runners preparing for their first marathon and for more experienced runners who need or prefer a relatively low-volume training program for any reason. Before you begin the plan, build your training to the point where you are running at least 3 times per week for up to 6 miles or more and are doing aerobic exercise 6 times per week. The training load starts at 3 hours and 21 minutes in week 1 and peaks at 6 hours and 34 minutes in week 16. Level 2. This plan was designed for runners who are ready to take their training load up a notch or two in order to improve their marathon time. Before you begin the plan, build your training to the point where you are running at least 3 times per week, including some short efforts at moderate and high intensities, and some easy runs of at least 8 miles, and where you are doing aerobic exercise 7 times per week. The training load starts at 4 hours and 52 minutes in week 1, and peaks at about 6 hours and 56 minutes in week 13. Level 3. This plan is a good fit for experienced competitive runners who are prepared to train twice a day some days in pursuit of improved marathon performance. Before you begin the plan, build your training to the point where you are running at least 3 times per week, including some short efforts at moderate and high intensities and some easy runs of at least 10 miles, and where you are doing aerobic exercise at least 7 times per week. The training load starts at 6 hours and 43 minutes in week 1 and peaks at about 10 hours and 51 minutes in week 16.